Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Turn Any Challenge or Slump into Success. Accept the challenges so that you can feel the exhilaration of victory, said George S. Patton. There's something I finally learned recently that is having some profound, positive effects on my business and my life that I want to share with you. I started to notice a phenomenon in myself and in so many of my clients that I am starting to call the false future projection. Here's how it works. I am upset about something, and during the upset, it feels as if how am I feeling at that moment is going to last the rest of my life. And it feels like what? And how I am currently thinking in the ultimate truth. I am seeing everything from the lens of my upset or from the lens of my stuckness. In essence, when you are down, when you get low, when you feel that somehow you can't or don't know how to get out of where you are and get on with your life, there are always or so many times some things that are involved that affect who you are, where you are, and how you get where you truly want to be. So during those moments, I can only see the future based on what is happening in this moment in time. What I am, in fact, doing is falsely projecting the future from my current all-consuming feeling or belief. And I've got to tell you, feeling this way totally sucks. It is as if my funk is coloring the past and future. So, here's another example. I was talking to a very successful entrepreneurial friend of mine, name omitted to protect the guilty, in that we are not going to mention who he is. So, who shared with me a story about a time when his business was experiencing a really bad period, when money was tight and things were going badly with his business? And think, just because you see someone being very successful at that moment, that doesn't mean that it was a lot of trial for them to succeed. So, during this period of time, it felt like this was going to be his reality for the rest of his life. But, in fact, just a week later, one new high-end client changed everything. Now, not only was he no longer experiencing this feeling, but his entire outlook for the future changed. Now, his situation wasn't radically different, but his perception of the future was. So, think about it. If you are just getting started as an entrepreneur and you get frustrated because some of the things that you try don't work, then just wait a while, and things will turn around. That's the moral of this story. How not to let where you are color your future, especially if it's at a time when you're at your low or you've been putting out a lot of effort to get business, but nothing has quite worked yet, because down the road you don't know when or how that effort is going to begin to pay off for you. So now, not only was he no longer experiencing this feeling, but his entire outlook for the future changed. Now, his situation wasn't radically different, but his perception of the future was. The more I started to notice the false future project in myself and in people I know, the more I started to see how prevalent this phenomenon is. The good news is there is something you can do to not allow a slump to upset or a current challenge to get in your way of clearly seeing and planning for the future. So, notice the false future projection is happening when things aren't going well or we are in a slump of sorts. We project the current feeling and the current situation into the future. The first step is to simply notice that it's happening. This takes you giving yourself the time and space to notice it. For me, it became so much easier to realize that I am in the false future projection phase when I recommend it to my regular journaling practice, which allows me. Okay, now let's say this again. It became so much easier to realize that I am in the false future projection phase when I recommitted to my regular journaling practice, which allows me to scan my day, my feelings, and my false future projections. I also know that early detection of false future projections is important for turning it around more effectively and with the least amount of emotional damage. Just knowing that I am projecting into the future helps to alleviate the situation. Think about it. How many of you tend to look at your life from where you are now and project into the future where you will be? And we don't always know what the future brings. We can plan it, we can influence it, but we can't control it. So, let go of the story. Once I detect that I am in a false future projection, I know that any story of the future I create is going to be false. So, what I would do is simply notice any time a thought comes up about what I think the future may hold, and then I simply let go. I do my best to not engage in those stories. This does take some discipline. It is so much easier to allow those thoughts to run amok in my mind, but catching those thoughts and redirecting my thinking brings with it such a high payoff that it's totally worth it. So instead of activating your brain when you are experiencing these feelings, I find that it's so much better to activate the feelings of my body instead of bringing us to the next step in the process. So think about it. When you get down, when your mind is down, your body is in a slump, how do you get yourself out of it? How do you turn your thought processes from being a negative one to a positive one? How do you reaffirm that you can succeed? And What do you do? What steps have you written down that you expect to follow in your everyday life? Feel the feeling fully. So as soon as I notice myself going into the story, I close my eyes and I just feel what I am feeling. I become aware of all of my bodily sensations and I just feel. And as stories and thoughts come my way, I let them go and go back to feeling. I am not telling you to chase a feeling away. I just want you to let it be and simply feel them. Knowing the feeling will not be lost forever. Don't know if any of you saw the movie about Linda McCartney, because in there, Paul McCartney, he wrote a song, Let It Be, and he tells her before they were married that his mother used to say, let it be, let it be. Meaning, sometimes you can't control what happens, and you have to let it be. So think about that. Think of all the things that you want in life. How can you make the plans for success and work on them to achieve your goals in life? So, what's the first step that I can take to change the situation? I am now experiencing so much more freedom from my current situation because my false projection of the future is loosened. The next step I take is to bring myself back into the present with my actions. So I don't try to solve the entire situation. I just ask myself, what is the first step that I can take towards solving it? This makes the situation real in the now. So do not make any decisions when you are in the grips of a false future projection. This is a critical because you are going to want to make a decision. That decision will inevitably be reactive and often off base. So avoid making them until you have gone through the four steps that I outlined. And this practice has been miraculous for me. Not only is it making me happier, it is also the solution to most problems, puzzles, or disturbances that I experience in my life and business. I'd love for you to try it for yourself. Let me know how it goes. But here's something that I also want you to think about. We tend to look at ourselves and we look at other people and we often compare ourselves to someone else. And why do we do that? Because whether or not you have a parent or someone that when you were a child, what did they do? They were so afraid for you to fail that they basically smothered you. They never let you try to do anything for yourself. And what happens? That you become self-conscious. You have a lot of fears of success. So the idea is to think, how do you turn things around? How do you begin to think of yourself as being successful? What are some of the things that you can project onto your life? How do you change yourself so that you can grow? And think about all of those things that you can do that can help you grow. So what I want to talk about now is something about how to apply the laws of attraction so that you can become successful and change your thought processes from being negative to being positive. Now, Henry Ford was completely correct when he famously quoted, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." So, there is absolutely no doubt that we are able to become what we think ourselves to be capable of. There is no ambition that is too big or a dream that is too outlandish that we are not able to think of them into reality. This is where the law of attraction can utilize to our advantage. With an understanding of the law of attraction and an open mind to the possibility that surround us, we are all able to transform ourselves into the successful person that we may have always hoped for but never dared to believe in. It doesn't matter who you are and what your current situation in life is, but when you are looking to become more successful, the one thing that you should always be sure of is to remember that as human beings, there are no callings or restrictions on how much we are able to achieve individually. Within you is limitless potential and never-ending possibility. Understand this and believe that this is down to your core of your being, and that you've discovered one of the keys to the law of attraction. Society has taught for a long time now that the importance of positive thinking and finding success, this is not a new concept in any way, but it is the core teaching of the law of attraction, exploring the idea that possibility can only ultimately result in more positivity. So you may often wonder at the positive thinkers of the world, those who admire that their ability to brush themselves down and still offer the world a smile, even when their situation may seem bleak. These positive individuals often stand out to us for their eternal enthusiasm and happy demeanor, not to mention the great things that often come their way. These people are a living example to us of the power of positive thinking in a person's life. How many times have you heard where someone overcame a health problem by thinking positively, by going out of their way to grow and think about how they can grow and build those things that can help them? So, opening your mind up to the positivity that surrounds us can not only help you to expand your mind to the boundless opportunities within your life, but also to your potential within, enabling you to have greater faith and belief in yourself and what you are capable of. So, what you need to do is follow in the footsteps of other law of attraction success stories. Are you stuck in a rut at work, afraid to apply for jobs that are seemingly out of your reach? It is a common complaint among many that just can't find work that they want, or that they have to settle for an average job rather than be be left dissatisfied and feeling undervalued. If you ever manage to find a job at all, why not consider these six exercises of using the law of attraction in the workplace? And this is what we're going to go through for the last part of what we're doing. So let us examine for a moment the law of attraction may be working when applied to the working environment. Is it not uncommon to hear people complain that no matter how hard they try, they simply cannot find the work that they are looking for? Is this because the jobs do not exist, or, as we are told, or is it simply that the people looking for work have thoughts that are so saturated with ideas of lack and negativity? Meaning that if you believe it won't happen, that you're very negative, then guess what? It won't happen. But if you believe in yourself, if you believe in your ability, if you believe that you have the ability to succeed, then there's no reason why you can't achieve those things that you want in life. Interesting that those who are looking for work but are still currently at a job are shown to have much greater luck in finding a job to suit them than those who are unemployed and looking for work. The reason behind this is often that those who are currently still at work have the confidence and faith in themselves to feel confident that another employer will want to take them on. Those who are out of work, however, are often clouded by the thoughts and negativity in their subconscious, which may have come to cause you to give up hope and finding a job at all. This demonstrates the dramatic influence that our present emotions can have on our positivity and personal growth. Because of this, it doesn't matter if you are looking to be successful in the smaller aspects of your everyday life or whether you are looking to achieve big-time prosperity. Your success can always be dependent on how you see yourself. Simply put, you are what you think. So, here's a statement that we need to think about and put into our everyday thoughts. Know that you are confident, intelligent, highly capable, and successful in whatever it is that you want. You fill in the blank. And this is what you can become. Ultimately, see yourself as a failed, incompetent school dropout who nobody will want to employ. And this is exactly what others will see too. Your mind is a mirror, constantly reflecting others in the image of how you see yourself within. And here's something else, and this is the last thing that I want to talk about, because I think it is really important that often we don't realize that how we treat others reflects how we see ourselves and how we expect others to treat us. So when you hear the expression, treat others how you want to be treated, remember that is the truth. For many years, and my mother lived to be 92, but for many years, she would always say negative things to people. She would always mistreat them and abuse them. And then when she got older and she didn't get what she wanted or needed, it was like, why is God doing this to me? And it's like she couldn't grasp the concept that how she treated the people around her was a reflection of how she wanted to be treated. That because she was so negative and because I grew up with a disability that I needed support and encouragement that I found I had to stay as far away from her as possible. And yet, because I didn't always have the best opportunities for employment, for stability in the workplace, she was never there as a support system to me. And yet, when she needed, when her health started going downhill, I always told her, just remember how you treat me, because that's exactly what you're getting back. And then I stayed as far away from her as possible and didn't even see her the last year of her life. So I never knew that she had gotten to the point where she was having difficulty walking. And I remember having not seen her for a long time. And then my sister was in Florida and came back to Atlanta and brought my mother with her. There was such a drastic change in her. I saw her when she walked, she shuffled her feet exactly like her. I remember her father shuffling his feet many, many years ago. And by this time, she had macular degeneration, so that she was considered legally blind, even though she had some residual eyesight and could see colors. So the moral of the story is this: remember how you treat other people. That when you are in a slump, when it comes to success, just remember that if you wait a day, if you wait a week, things will change. And remember what the law of attraction says: to put out positive thoughts and not be negative. Because when you are negative, you draw everything to you that is negative. But if you put forth all the positive thinking and the positive thoughts that you want, then you can be as successful as you choose to be. And with the laws of attraction, the best thing that you can do is to become more thoughtful, more encouraging, and have a positive outlook on what it is that you truly want and what expectations that you have for the future and what your plans are. Because if you can grow, if you can begin to believe in who you are and that you have the ability to succeed, then you will achieve all the goals that you set for yourself. And remember that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. Also, I have a website that's called Training and Marketing on the Internet, with some articles that I will be posting on Facebook and some other sites that will lead you to understanding how you as an individual can learn the skills that you need to grow. We offer both individual and group coaching to help you set up a purpose or a mission and keep you accountable to follow through.